This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans of all ages, welcome to the greatest wrestling game show on earth. Body, press your luck. Test your knowledge and embarrass your peers. Do you have what it takes? Well, step inside for the greatest challenge of your life. And now your hosts, JT Rosero and Jordan Duncan.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to episode number 3 of Body Press Your Luck, Place to Be Nation's one and only wrestling trivia game show. I am JT, and joining me is my co-host in this affair, Jordan Duncan. Jordan, how are you?
I am good. I was watching Zion Williamson play some basketball, and they said he weighs 285, third heaviest in the league. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's yeah, so I would boy. Be like fourth or fifth heaviest if I was in the league today.
Different can't muscular sculpture, though. No offense.
Yeah. I just got a lower center of gravity, that's all.
Speaking of low centers of gravity, I was watching Toni Storm, and that is someone who squats. She
yes.
does a lot of squats. Not skipping
yes,
leg
days. Yes, she does.
Also not skipping leg days, our producer in the booth here helping us keep score and keep track of everything going on. That's Andy Atherton. Andy, how are you?
I'm good. Circle gets the square. Oh, wait, we're not doing like Hollywood Squares type game tonight? Did I not get the format?
What? I disagree.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Good to be here. Yeah, I'll get back to my booth.
Good. Stay there. All right, Jordan. We have a two-time defending champion that'll be joining us in a moment, and we have two
our
fresh contenders
Bruno.
For him. Yes, our own Bruno. We're going to hang a banner in my basement soon if he keeps winning. But why don't we go to bring in our first challenger to get things started? He's as easy to root against as his favorite football team is. He's a theme park fanatic by day and a destroyer of Target by night. The cousin of Richard, but he never got to sleep with Nadia because he is the Shermanator, and that is Jason Sherman. Jason, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, and I'm hoping to stick around longer than the Saved by the Bell cast.
Ouch.
Never heard of it.
Jeez.
Andy, so Jason, off the bat.
Yeah. I'll say the random order just went out the window. Jason is the hardest one.
Oh, man.
All right. Next up is a man that thankfully is not nearly as annoying in person as he is on social media. I would tell you to follow him on Twitter, but I don't wish hate on anyone. And I would tell you not to miss even one tweet, but even if you did, he'll share it all over the place and make sure you see it anyway. Dr. Death himself, Steve Williams. How are you doing, sir?
I am much better now that you've spotlighted my superb social media skills. Follow me at NotDrDeath for more of that goodness.
See? Never misses an opportunity. And finally, he is our two-time defending world champion, returning yet again to destroy whatever's in his path, the eater of worlds, the man with balls big enough to let his wife embarrass him on podcasts, and he can blow you out at trivia in the blink of an eye, because that boy is indeed a time bomb. It is Rancid Ryan Everett. Ryan, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I know how the game goes, so I've been studying up on the biggest pay-per-view in January, WCW NWO Sold Out.
All right, very Ooh. Good.
Ready to go.
May come in handy.
In May? In May. All right, so we are excited to have you all here. Episode 3 of this show. We'll see if Jason or Steve can knock off the reigning champion here tonight. So I'm going to turn things over to my partner, Jordan Duncan, to set up game number 1. It feels like the first time.
All right, guys, our first round in game in Body Press Your Luck is called First Time for Everything. Here's how it's going to work. Justin, of course, is going to randomize the order. You'll each get 90 seconds to name the answer. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a wrestler. What we are looking for you to give us is the pay-per-view in which they had their debut match. I specify their debut match. That gets you a point. If you can also name the opponent, that gets you a bonus point. If you can get through it all in time, there's 10 that we'll go through. So you can get as many as 20 points this round. Any questions?
No, sir.
All right. And Jason, I will not be asking any AC Slater wrestling opponents. So you can just put that one to bed. Justin, who's going first on First Time for Everything?
Well, speaking of Jason, he came up first on the randomizer, so let's see how he does. He's awesome. First up.
So, Andy, before we start the clock, one thing I do want to say is obviously some of these guys have wrestled in multiple promotions. I will say what promotion. So if I say a Hulk Hogan, I might say Hulk Hogan WCW or WWF. So we'll look for his WCW pay-per-view debut opponent rather than his WWF. So just listen to not just the name, but also the company that I'm giving for the pay-per-view that they debuted in the ring on and their opponent, if you know it. Sound good?
Let's do it.
All right, and as always, if you're stumped, you can pass, and we'll come back around if you still have time at the end. Cool. Andy, 90 seconds on the clock?
It's there, Jordan.
All right, you can start as soon as I read the first name for Jason. Jason, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. First name is Taz, WWF debut.
Royal Rumble 2000, Kurt Angle.
Sable, WWF debut.
As a wrestler?
In a match.
First match.
Over the Edge, 99, Mark Marrow.
CM Punk, WWF.
Shit. WrestleMania 23. I don't remember.
Big Show, WWF. Or WWE.
WrestleMania 15, Mick Foley.
Dusty Rhodes, WWF.
SummerSlam 89, I don't remember the opponent.
Jeff Jarrett, WCW.
Mayhem 99, don't remember the opponent.
Tommy Dreamer, WWE.
Invasion 2001, I don't remember who.
Raven, WCW.
Yeah, no clue. Pass.
Earthquake, WWF.
Was that Survivor Series 89?
And last one, Vader, WCW.
Starrcade 91. Not sure.
Didn't give an answer for Raven WCW if you want to make a guess.
Time.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Sherman, that you're regretting your jokes now. Here we go. Oh, okay, you did it okay. All right, so Taz WF wasn't either. Royal Rumble 2000, it's Kurt Angle. You got 2 points there. Sable, her first match was at WrestleMania 14, teaming with Mark Merrill against Luna, Vachon, and artist formerly known as Goldust. CM Punk, WWE, Survivor Series 06, teaming against Rated RKO, Mike Knox, Nitro and Helms, so no points there. Big Show was WrestleMania 15 and McFoley, so 2 points. Dusty Rhodes was at SummerSlam 89 against the Honky Tonk Man, so 1 point there. Jeff Jarrett actually debuted in WCW 3 years earlier at Halloween Havoc 96.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
Fought the Giant. Tommy Dreamer's first WWE pay-per-view, believe it or not, was Royal Rumble 2003. So it was almost a year and a half after his debut, and that was won by Brock Lesnar.
Huh.
Ravens WCW debut is World War III 1997 against Scotty Riggs. Earthquake.
A great one.
Of course. Earthquake's Pirate Riggs eventually. Earthquake Survivor Series 89. Bret Hart, Ronnie Garvin, Jim Duggan, Hercules were on the team against him. You got 1 point for that. And Vader's WCW debut pay-per-view match was against Tom Zenk at Great American Bash 1990. So 6 points, Jason. So you bank some. Looking okay.
Yay!
And next up is our second challenger of the night. Steve Williams.
So let's do a quick rule clarification here. I don't know that any of the answers will come up, but Jason had a couple where their debuts were in the Survivor Series. I think we could make a judgment call and say they don't have to list the entire team. If they can name a team member that they debuted against, would we give them
the name of the team? Something
yeah, the name of the team, something like that. So if that comes up, guys, if you think their debut match was in a pay-per-view, in a Survivor Series match, you don't have to list everyone they were in the ring against, but the team name or the team captain, something like that, we'll give it to you. All right. Who do we say is up, Steve?
Can't confirm.
All right. Yes, Steve, yep. Are you ready? You got any questions? You know how this is working?
Put me in the game, coach. I am ready.
All right. Andy, are you ready with the clock?
I am ready, Jordan.
All right. Then we will start the clock with this one. Hulk Hogan, WCW.
Bash of the Beach 94, Ric Flair.
The Steiner Brothers, WWF.
Royal Rumble 1993, Beverly Brothers.
Roman Reigns, WWE.
TLC 2012, Team Hell No and Ryback.
Luther Reigns, WWE.
Great American Bash 2004, and I do not know.
Steven Regal, WCW.
Ricky Steamboat, Fall Brawl 93.
Sabu, WWF.
John Cena. Rey Mysterio, One Night Stand 2006.
Trish Stratus, WWF.
July 2003. Fully Loaded 2000. Lita and the Hardys.
Eddie Guerrero, WWF.
No Way Out 2000. And don't know.
Chris Jericho, WCW.
Chris Benoit, Fall Brawl 96.
And Bret Hart, WCW.
Ric Flair, Sold Out 98.
Whew. No passes, and he's through it. All right.
Not too bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Confirming one quick thing we have.
Okay. The Luther Reigns one, he got that one quick.
Yeah.
Big Luther Reigns fan, huh, Steve?
I knew it had to be sometime in the middle of 2004.
Sure.
All right, so here we go. You did start pretty hot. First one, Hulk Hogan, who did fight Ric Flair, Bash of the Beach 94, so 2 points for that. Steiner Brothers. One of my personal favorite hidden gem matches, Murder the Beverly Brothers at Rumble 93. 2 points for that. Roman Reigns, TLC 2012 against Ryback and Team Hell No. 2 points there. Luther Reigns at Great American Bash 04 defeated Charlie Haas. 1 point for that. Steven Regal actually debuted at Beach Blast 93 against Eric Watts. No points there. Point. Sabu's debut match was against Rhino at One Night Stand 05 the year before. He was there. Trish Stratus's first match in the WWF was a Fully Loaded 2000 against the Hardys and Lita, teaming with TNA, so 2 points there. Eddie Guerrero's WWF debut was at WrestleMania 2000 against Too Cool and China. If you remember, I believe he was hurt at No Way Out, so he made his debut a month later. Chris Jericho's WCW was at Fall Brawl 96 against Chris Benoit, and Bret Hart's WCW debut, Sold Out 98 against the Nature Boy Ric Flair. 13 points, Mr. Williams.
Very good. Very, very good.
All right, that brings us to our defending champ, Ryan Everett.
And Ryan did say he was studying up on Sold Out, so he got one right Sold there. Out question.
Got screwed.
It may or may not be all of them. We'll see.
I got screwed right, by Ryan. Sold Out.
Are you ready for the first time for everything?
Yep, let's go.
All right, Andy, you are good to go?
I'm good.
All right, Ryan, your first one is Rocky Maivia, WWF.
Survivor Series 1996 versus Crush. Jerry Lawler. Suck.
Kane, WWF.
Survivor Series 1997 versus Mankind.
Honky Tonk Man, WWF.
WrestleMania 3 versus Jake Roberts.
Sabu, WCW.
Halloween Havoc 95 versus Mr. JL.
Alunder Blaze, WWF.
WrestleMania 10 versus Nalali Kai.
Conan, WCW.
Super Brawl 96. Or no, Starrcade 90. Tag match against Muda and Chono.
Cody Rhodes, WWE.
Pass.
Bobby Heenan, WWF.
WrestleMania 4 with the Islanders versus Bulldogs and Coco Beware.
Goldberg's WCW pay-per-view.
Starrcade 97 versus Mongo McMichael.
The Miz,
WWE.
You were not saved by the bell, but you did pretty well. All right. Rocky Maivia's debut was at Survivor Series 96 against Team Goldust. 2 points there. Kane, his pay-per-view debut, was in the red light. Bates against Mankind at Survivor Series 97. Honky Tonk Man's WrestleMania 3 debut match against Jake Roberts. 2 points there. Sabu against Mr. JL at Halloween Havoc 95. Alundra Blaze versus, I believe you butchered her name, but it's Leilani Kai at WrestleMania 10.
Now, this one, Our records show Super Brawl 6, but Ryan is correct. Conan did have a match at Starrcade 1990.
Yes, yes, he did. He was in the tag
but
team.
But he did
tournament.
Get the opponent incorrect.
Okay, so 1 point for that.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes was No Mercy 07 against Hardcore Holly, so you got that one wrong. Yeah. Bobby Heenan's debut match, WrestleMania 4, teaming with the Islanders against the British Bulldogs and Coco Beware. Goldberg's WCW match debut, Starrcade 97 against Mongo, baby. And then The Miz at Armageddon 04 versus Daniel Pewter. If we give him that one there, is it 15, Andy?
Yeah, give him one more. 15.
We give him one more, yeah.
Okay. Victory! All right. That's a tight first round right there. Very tight. It's like we like it. So, speaking of tight, it's also tight is the PTBN Wrestling Feed. Episode 540, The Place to Be podcast. Me and Scott, joined by Johnny D'Amato, talking WrestleMania 6. And then me and Chad, we're back at a new wrestling war zone, diving into WCW Monday Nitro from February 5th, 1996. A special relations, lads, talking GWWE Top 100 list in Episode 3 of their new show. Row 1, Seat 1, easy for me to say. Ben Zani, welcome to Matt Sells, discuss his career. Episode 140 of PTBN Main Event, Scott, Nate, and Steve, talking New Japan, Tessa Blanchard, the Royal Rumble, and much more. Brand new talking WCW. Tim, Jenny, and Greg were there talking three matches about the Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan. Give you one guess as to who chose that subject. And in a very PTBN special, Scott Criscolo revealed the first half of his GWWE pay-per-view and TV match ever list. And Ryan, you and your wife Cindy, with this ring number 4 dropping this week, continue to look at WrestleMania rematches. And also a brand new ECW three-way dance, me, D'Amato, and Jenny, continuing our trek through 1994 ECW. So with all that in the books, we're going to head over to game number 2. On our leaderboard is Ryan Everett at 15 points, Steve Ooh. Williams at 13, and Ooh. Jason Sherman at 6.
Boom.
Going to have to start deflating footballs over there, Jason. All right.
That's brutal.
This game, entitled New Year, New Me. Of course it is. Happy New Year. Maybe a little late to say it for some, such as Larry David, but we're going to go ahead and wish everyone a Happy New Year anyway.
It's still relatively new.
Body press your luck. So you may have heard in the first 2 installments we've had games like this, but basically we're going to slow reveal clues, and the quicker you guess it, the more points you will get. And the theme of this game is heel or face turn. So new year, new me. How are we going to do this? I'm going to read 3 clues. The first one will be the year that the turn occurred. The second will be the show that it occurred. And the third will be the victim. If you guess it after clue 1, you get 5 points. Clue 2 is 3 points. Clue 3 is 1 point. You get 3 each. Up first, via the randomizer, is Steve Williams. Steve, do you understand the rules?
Yes, sir.
All right. There's no time, but please move promptly or we'll disqualify you. Here we go.
Correct.
First up, the year 1994.
Keep going.
The show, Bash at the Beach.
Arn Anderson.
Very good. 3 points.
Not bad.
All right. Your second one, the year 2010.
Okay.
The show, SummerSlam.
Keep going.
The victims, Nexus.
Chris Jericho.
It was Daniel Bryan. Turned on the
turn
Nexus.
Face on us.
All right. The final one. You ready?
Yes.
1991.
Keep going.
Superstars.
Keep going.
The Bushwhackers.
Tugboat.
All right. Not bad, Mr. Williams. 4 points. I don't believe Chris Jericho turned in that match, right? I guess we should just confirm that. I mean, I guess it was possible he did.
No. Jericho and Edge.
He didn't turn
Jericho
on the
and Edge were like kind of lowly baby faces okay. leading into that thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And they kind of turned on each other in the match.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Jason, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He's chopping up a body back there, I think.
He's chopping up the remnants of that Saved by the Bell joke. All right, here we go.
That wasn't even me.
Yeah. All right, here you go. First one. The year 1999.
Continue.
The show was WrestleMania 15.
Fuck. Continue.
The victim, X-Pac. Bow.
Shit. Kane?
It was Triple H.
Hunter! God damn it!
Sorry. All right, your second one.
Shit.
1998.
Continue.
And by the way, Hunter is what I picture Scott screaming out with his head in it. Hunter!
Fuck.
All right, 1998. Super Brawl.
Oh, damn it, WCW. Scott Steiner.
Yes, nice job. Throwing up his brother Rick. All right, last one, 1992.
Continue.
Clash of the Champions 20.
Yeah, not a clue. Continue.
Brad Armstrong.
I got nothing.
It was Brian Pillman turned to Brad Armstrong, who was a lightweight hit champion and didn't want to defend the title because he was hurt or whatever the gimmick was there.
You're supposed to be my friend! Yep.
They got 3 points.
Fair enough.
Not bad. Only one behind Steve on that one. All right, Ryan, you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
The year is 1998.
Okay.
The Survivor Series.
One more clue.
Mankind.
The Rock.
Yes, that's 1 point for you. Next is 2015.
Okay.
WrestleMania.
Okay.
The Miz.
Damian Sandow.
Yes. 2 points. 1 point there, so two total. And your final one, 1988.
Okay.
A house show.
Tough one.
Barry Windham?
Yes! I knew
you. Oh, shit.
Beast.
Jeez.
Can't stop them. You can only hope to contain them.
Actually, I think the hardest ones might be those Russo shows because even 99,
there's three turns per show.
Yeah, right. Even the year and the show doesn't help. You need the third clue.
But I like how you can see Ryan's strategy bleeding through since he's a veteran of the game. Like, you know, you could have risked it there, right, and guessed one. But, you know, you have the little lead, and you can play safe. I like it. I dig it. All right. So 5 points for you, Ryan. 4 for Williams. 3 for Jason. Brings our total score 20 points right now for Ryan. 17 for Steve and 9 for Jason. You guys, you know what's ahead. So plenty of time for all of you still in this game. Hey, Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us what's going on in the world of PTBN Pop?
PTBN Pop has quite a few weekly shows that you can listen to, and they're there every single week. And of course, I feel like the anchor of the channel is the Hard Traveling Fanboys. They are in the middle of Arrow Month, and they're looking at the first collection of the tie-in comic Arrow Season 2.5. Pretty timely, as the CW show Arrow is in its final episodes, and so Greg and Nick are going to give that some appreciation. Also weekly, this week in the NFL, not sure how weekly that will be once the season is in the off season, but Roger and John Arsenio D'Amato are still recapping the games and giving their previews of the upcoming weekend's batch, and there's only one more game to go, but still tune in and listen to them talk about the Super Bowl.
Another one that back too on that show, by the way. He's made his made his triumphant return, so
that is awesome. Speaking of family members doing podcasts together, Kevin and Mary are siblings. Did you know that? And they are hosting the Brother Sister Office Rewatch podcast. Mm-hmm. On their last episode, they finished up season 4, recapping episode 13 and 14, which was Goodbye Toby, and I can't remember the name of episode 13, but Kevin and Mary are flying through their rewatch of The Office. They cover 2 episodes per show once a week, and they are a better Office podcast than the actual Office ladies. So we've also got another weekly one, Diamond Conversations. This week's episode, the senior content producer for Radio.com Sports, John Healy, has given us his take on baseball's most recent cheating scandal. If you're friends with him on Facebook, Justin Rosero has offered his take quite a bit.
Yeah.
And some various retweets from The Place to Be. I think we are anti-Astros, correct?
Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't think you should be at this point, even if you are an Astros fan. But I digress, because we've got more weekly shows, because we've also got another one. This is one of the newest weekly shows. It's called It Was a Thing on TV, where Mike and Greg come back. And this week, they talk about different shows that were actually on television. Triple header this week. Auto Manimal. I've never heard of that show. Jennifer Slept Here, and That's My Dog, Think Like a Cat. Have you ever watched any of those shows, Justin?
No.
Neither have I, so we'll move right along. Because
I watched Manimal. That was a fun show, actually.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. It's more of a Simpsons joke to me. Speaking of Simpsons, Greg Phillips, one of the best Simpsons fans in the world, is on David Sunday's most recent episode of Sunday Groove, where they talk about awesome debut albums. On the PTBN Pop Special, The Skywalker Saga, A Proper Farewell, Scott is wrapping up Star Wars month with a whole lineup of people to talk about Star Wars from the beginning to the end, all the stuff, all the way up into the most recent movie. I'm sure there's spoilers galore, so listen at your own discretion. Also on the Marvel Age podcast, The Sarcastic Four are a part three in their year-end wrap-up of 1972. And one more show to talk about. Andy, you've got a show that is out there you want people to listen to, correct?
Yes, it is.
Laughing Theater, Matt Souza. You guys are live watching one of the funniest movies of all time, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. If you're a fan of that show, listen and watch along with them.
And you can hear Souza's accent, too.
Yeah, that's all on the pop feed, or regionally, could be the soda feed, depending on where you're at.
Or Coke, the Coke feed.
Yeah.
Jordan, why don't you set up our third game?
We've got another game here. So, guys, you want to do a quick score recap. We've got Ryan is in the lead with 20 overall right now. Steve is at 17 overall. Jason's at 9. Now, Jason, that might feel disheartening, but the lightning round gives you a chance at a lot of points. And this game actually gives us a chance at quite a few points as well. We're doing a game now called Ready to Rumble. Now, Ryan was correct if he did study his January shows, because this one is all about the Royal Rumble, gentlemen. What we're going to do is pretty simple. I'm going to give you a name and a year, and we're going to ask you to tell us who eliminated that person from the Royal Rumble. Any questions?
Let's rock.
Awesome.
We should say, too, there'll be 90 seconds.
Yep. 90 seconds, and there is a slight point change this time. Yes. Instead of just one point across the board, we've kind of broke it down easy, medium, hard, and very hard. So first three are 1 point, next three are 2 points, three more for 3 points, and that last one is a five-pointer. So, Jason, I was not joking. Even though you're behind in points, if you go on a nice run here and get some of these tough ones, and they don't, you are right back in the game. So, Justin, who's going first on the randomizer? Is it Ryan this time?
It is our defending champion.
All right, champ, are you ready to name some eliminations?
Yep.
Listen, I'm looking at these very hard ones, and I think these are impossible, but then you got that Barry Windham in the last round. Right as I said, this one's really tough, and then he nailed it. So, Andy, are you ready with 90 seconds on the clock?
I'm ready.
Sounds like we are ready to rumble then. Randy Savage, 1994. Who eliminated him?
Crush.
Who eliminated Vader in 1998?
Goldust.
Who eliminated the One Man Gang in 1988?
Axe Sergeant Duggan.
Who eliminated Kane in 2013?
Ryback.
Who eliminated Golga in 1999?
Steve Austin.
Who eliminated Papa Shango in 1993?
Bob Backlund.
How about Diamond Dallas Page in 2015?
Ray Wyatt.
How about the coach, Jonathan Coachman, 2005?
Batista?
2006, Chris Masters.
Carlito.
And last one, 1991, who eliminated Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
with Martel.
All right.
You know we've made a challenging game when Ryan Everett struggles. And this is...
There were some tough ones there.
But there was a point in there where I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm like you, Ryan. Like, do you sit there and think, why do I know these things, right? I mean, as you're going through this, right? But you did well. Randy Savage, 1994, eliminated by Crush. Vader in 98, eliminated by Goldust, or the artist formerly known as. One Man Gang, 1988, eliminated by Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Kane in 2013, eliminated by Daniel Bryan. So you did not get that one. Golga, 99, was Stone Cold Steve Austin. Papa Shango, in 93, was Ric Flair. DDP, 2015, was Rusev. Jonathan Coachman, 05, also Ric Flair. Chris Masters, 06, was Carlito. Nice job thinking about how their kind of thing got going. And, I mean, this is a brutal one. Jim Duggan, 91, eliminated by Virgil. that's a hard one. I mean,
one of the most famous
stab in the dark right there. But you played it well. I mean, you know, thinking feuds and whatnot from the time period. So it's the way to go about it. Total points, 8, Ryan, for that one, which feels like a big win when you think of how hard that game was. So,
yeah. You got the easy ones, got a medium, got a hard.
Okay. All right. Speaking of getting a hard, Steve Williams is up next.
All right. Not Dr. Death. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Awesome. Andy, 90 seconds on the clock. As Steve is going to tell us who eliminated these guys, I think he's going to do great. First one, who eliminated Chris Jericho in 2000?
China.
How about the British Bulldog in 1997?
Steve Austin.
1989, Akeem.
John Studd.
Roman Reigns, 2017.
2017 would have been Randy Orton.
King Kong Bundy in 1995.
Lex Luger.
Nia Jax, 2019 Men's Royal Rumble.
Randy Orton.
Kane, 2014.
Roman Reigns.
John Cena in 2003.
Chris Jericho.
Trish Stratus, 2018 Women's Royal Rumble.
Sasha Banks.
And 1996, who eliminated Dory Funk Jr.?
Oh, shit.
The youngster.
Shawn Michaels.
All right.
This is a tricky one.
Hey, health serve, though.
These are tricky.
Yep. All right. Chris Jericho, 2000, eliminated by China. British Bulldog was very bizarre that night in 1997. He was eliminated by his tag team partner, Owen Hart. Akeem, 1989, eliminated by Big John Studd. You get that one. Roman Reigns, in 17, eliminated by the eventual winner, Randy Orton. You get that one. King Kong Bundy, 95, was actually eliminated by Mabel, who was then eliminated by Lex Luger.
A lot of beef.
A lot of it. Rapid fire beef. Nia Jax, 2019 Men's Rumble, eliminated by Rey Mysterio. Kane, 2014, was eliminated by CM Punk. John Cena, 2003, eliminated by The Undertaker. Trish Stratus, 2018, eliminated by Sasha Banks. Good job there. And the youngster, Dory Funk, came in and was eliminated by Savio Vega. So 7 points total, Steve, one behind Ryan. So good, nice job there, hold and serve, to keep in the game, head into the lightning round. And that leaves you, Jason Sherman. How you feeling?
I think I'll be okay.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see.
He feels about as well as Keenan and Kel's chances in the sitcom tournament, I think. They might survive a round, but I don't know if they're going to win the whole thing. So I'm just saying that to pump you up so you can prove me wrong, Jason. All right. Andy, 90 seconds on the clock. Jason, I'll give you the wrestler and the year. And, of course, if you feel like you're getting pressed for time, you can pass if you're drawing a blank. You ready to go?
Aye.
All right. First one is 1990, Andre the Giant.
Demolition.
Tugboat in 1991.
Earthquake.
The Undertaker, 2008.
Shawn Michaels.
Chris Jericho in 2012.
Ziggler.
About the Big Show in 2001.
Austin.
AJ Styles, 2016.
Roman Reigns.
Diesel, 2011.
Oh, shit. Big Show.
Hercules, 1990.
Warrior.
Rob Van Dam in 2002.
Kurt Angle.
And 1997, The Latin Lover.
Jesus. Heavy Metal.
All right.
I understand Jesus was never in the Royal Rumble, but that's just me.
No, Jesus was in 98.
Yeah,
there you
all
go.
The
He's the real one.
Carlito's bodyguard didn't make it.
Yeah. He was busy stabbing people in a nightclub.
All right. Andre the Giant, 1990, was eliminated by Demolition. Tugboat, 91, eliminated by his buddy, Hulk Hogan. No point there. Undertaker, 08, was eliminated by Shawn Michaels. Chris Jericho, 2012, eliminated by Sheamus, the eventual winner. Big Show, 01, eliminated by The Rock. AJ Styles in 2016 was eliminated by Kevin Owens. Diesel and his big return in 2011 eliminated by Wade Barrett. Hercules 1990 eliminated by Rick Rude. RVD in 02 eliminated by Booker T. And the Latin Lover eliminated by Farouk. So 2 points for you, Jason. 2 points.
Yes!
It's better than zero.
It's like a takedown on Slater on the map. All right, listen, before we get to the lightning round, just want to tell you quickly, subscribe to Jennifer Smith's Jenny Position Feed, the home of Geek and Sassy, talking pop, Freak Out Drive-In, telling stories, and The Journey Through Infinity, that features me, talking Marvel movies. Also, on our social media pages, Jordan just referenced it, but the Greatest Sitcom of All Time tournament is now underway. We're in round two. 4 matchups per day. Make sure you like the tournament page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Don't miss a single one. We've also kicked off our 2020 stretch project, determining the greatest WCW match ever. Do your research, promote your matches, build a list. You can get into the conversation and follow the rules at facebook.com/GWCW matches or theprowrestlingonly.com message board. Speaking of websites, don't forget to check out PlayStation.com each and every day. Have new voices and fresh takes, bring you articles on topics in the world of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including Trent's SmackDown and Fox Report, The Week in WWE with John Crow, Pulley's Perspective, Jason's DVD Deep Dive, and Ben's Unpopular Opinion. And don't forget veteran columns like Glenn Butler's weekly walk around the web. And if you're shopping on Amazon, go to PlayStation.com/Amazon. It takes you right there, and you can help out us with no cost to you. So with all that said, gentlemen, it is now time for the lightning round, the final chance you have to gain some points. Lots of points. Let's go over the scores. We have Ryan Everett with 28. We have Steve Williams, 24.
Ooh.
Jason Sermon with 11. All of you still in the game. As you may have heard on previous episodes, there are 10 questions, just like our last round. 3 easy, 3 medium, 3 hard, 1 very hard. Points match what we just went through. 1, 2, 3, and 5. You have 2 minutes from when I read the first question to answer all 10. You may pass and come back if you want as well. First up is our defending champion, Ryan Everett. Ryan, are you ready?
Yep.
Andy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. When I finish reading the first question, the clock will start with 2 minutes on it. Ryan, here we go. Name the 4 members of WCW's Revolution.
Shane Douglas, Chris Benoit, Dean Malenko, Perry Saturn.
Who saved Jim Duggan from an attack by the Nasty Boys on WWF TV, turning face in the process?
Pass.
How many pounds did Dino Bravo allegedly bench press at the 1988 Royal Rumble?
718.
Name 5 of the 16 competitors from the Brawl for All tournament.
Bradshaw, Bart Gunn, Bob Holly, Dr. Death, The Godfather, and Steve Blackman.
Who was the original choice to play WCW's Yeti before a diabetes issue took him out of the role?
Our good friend Elegante John Gonzalez.
Who teamed with Saturn and Malenko to defeat Eddie Guerrero, Kidman, and Torrey at Mayhem 1999?
Asia.
Which 3 men did the Mariner attack on WWF TV in 1991?
Rick Martel, Earthquake, and Dino Bravo.
In which Southwest Florida city did Dallas Page manage a nightclub while working in the AWA?
Fort Lauderdale.
Which member of the band The Misfits wrestled Steve Williams, not this one, on a 1999 episode of Nitro?
Jerry Only.
What 3 men did Shane Douglas defeat to win the 1994 NWA World Title Tournament?
Two Colt Scorpio, Pass.
Who saved Jim Duggan from an attack at the hands of the Nasty Boys on WWF TV, turning face in the process?
I have no idea. Let's go with the Natural Disasters.
You want to take a shot at the Shane Douglas one? It's your last one.
9-1-1 and Tommy Dreamer.
Okay, there you go. See how you did, Ooh. Jordan.
All right, name four members of WCW's Revolution. You got that one correct. Chris Benoit, Dean Malenko, Perry Saturn, and Shane Douglas. The man who saved Jim Duggan from an attack by the Nasty Boys turning face was Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, man, I don't remember that.
Dino Bravo allegedly bench pressed 715 pounds. You gave 718. Very close.
No,
close,
yeah, that's embarrassing. I mean, there's no weight plates that are 3 pounds. Come on, Ryan, obviously.
Well, I don't know how much the Ventura was lifting for.
True.
Two pinkies of pressure, Monsoon.
So we said name five of the competitors from Brawl for All. He mentioned Dr. Death. Now, are you talking about this Steve Williams? We need some clarification.
No, I was referring to Steve Williams, the non-competitor on this, nor Steve Austin.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, yeah, he got plenty of them, and there.
I was
more.
16.
Read all 16. Read all 16, Jordan.
Read all 16. Okay, we got Steve Blackman, Mark Merrill, Bradshaw, Mark Canterbury, Savio Vega, Brockus, Draws, Hawk, Billy Gunn, or no, I'm sorry, Gunn. Bart Gunn, not Billy Gunn, Bob Holly, Pierre Olette, Steve Williams, The Godfather, Dan Severin, 8-Ball, not Skull for whatever reason, and Two Gold Scorpio. Quite a tournament. The original choice to play WCW Yeti before diabetes issue took him out of the role was actually Wilford Brimley. No, that was Elegante. Asia did team up with Saturn and Malenko to defeat Eddie, Kidman, and Tori at Mayhem 99. You did get the Mariner attacks correct as well. Earthquake, Rick Martel, and Dino Bravo. I thought you were going to get this one right. Dallas Page, Southwest Florida City was Fort Myers. Fort Lauderdale. He even started with, and I'm like, oh, he's going to get it. So,
the Misfits member. Learn your geography.
The Misfits member who fought Steve Williams on WCW Nitro was Jerry Only. And the three men that Shane Douglas defeated in the NWA title tournament was Two Cold Scorpio, Dean Malenko, and the Tasmaniac.
And listen to ECW Three-Way Dance. You would have known that.
I haven't listened to this one this week yet. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. For shame.
All right, you did well, though. 13 points.
Yeah, not bad at all. All
right, Steve, so your path is laid out in front of you. Ryan Edwards at 41. You were at 24. Are you ready, sir?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Well, you can wait a minute because Jason Sherman's up next.
Jason. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Are you ready?
Brutal. Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right. Andy, you ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Who won the March 87 Saturday Night's Main Event Battle Royal?
Savage.
Which team defeated the Quebecers for the tag team titles during a 1994 tour of England?
Steiners.
Name all four members of Los Boricuas.
Jose Castillo, Savio Vega, Estrada, and I can't remember the last
one.
We'll
come back to it. Under which name did Woman manage the Steiner Brothers in 1989?
Don't remember.
Who injured Pedro Morales with a suplex on the floor during 1982 Intercontinental title feud?
Damn. Not a clue. I have no idea.
What three men competed in the first ever televised triple threat match on WWF TV in June of 97?
Oh, Farouk, Savio Vega, and Crush.
Which 1987 Slammy Award was Jim Duggan presenting before he started brawling with Harley Race?
Wrestler of the Year? I have no idea.
Which tag team did Arn Anderson team with Steve Mongo McMichael to defeat in his final match?
Can you repeat the question?
Which tag team did Arn Anderson and Steve McMichael defeat in Arn's final match?
Oh, damn. Harlem Heat.
What was the name of the 1980s Montreal promotion co-founded by Andre the Giant?
Jesus, no idea.
Well, that was your very hard one. Do you want to take a stab at that fourth Boricua?
I said Castillo, Estrada, Vega, and I don't know, Ramirez.
Under which name did Woman manage the Steiner Brothers in 1989?
No idea.
Who injured Pedro Morales with the suplex during 1982 title feud?
Couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Who did Barry Windham defeat in the Tay Fist match?
And
Super Bowl
that's
one?
Time, mercifully.
Where did that question come from?
Did I skip it by accident? Would you have known it? I'll give it a shot at it. This guy
Barry Windham one?
Yeah. Who did Barry Windham defeat in a Tay Fist match of Super Bowl one?
Luger?
No, it was Brian Pillman was the answer. We'll get to in a minute. Sorry, I skipped it by accident, but we're fair. That's give terrible. Me a shot. All right.
Jason,
well,
this is what we call a streak here.
Yes.
To do worse than Josh Richer.
Yes. You did a great if great meant awful. Here we go.
Yeah.
Who won the Nacho 87 Saturday Night's Main Event Battle Royal? That was Hercules. Which team defeated the Quebecers on the Tour of England? That was Men on a Mission.
I knew that too.
The fourth member of Los Boricuas that you did not get was Miguel Perez, the hairy one. Woman managed the Steiner Brothers as Robin Green. Greg Valentine injured Pedro Morales with the suplex on the floor. And I always do this to Jordan at least once. I read the answers.
You're all right.
I always tell myself, don't do it. All right. The first triple threat was Owen Hart, Goldust, and Hunter S. Helmsley. You were thinking of the pay-per-view one. That would have been the first ever pay-per-view one was the
all
Bang
right.
Wars match.
Yeah.
Duggan was presenting the best ring apparel when he started brawling Carly Race. Brian Pillman lost to Barry Windham. Arn Anderson and Steve McMichael defeated the Amazing French Canadians in Arn's final match. And I'm curious, Steve or Ryan, would you have gotten this one? The Montreal promotion co-founded by Andre the Giant?
Oh, something about Grand Prix, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say Grand Prix was the only thing I know.
It was Lutte International. So, right. Sorry, Jason, but...
Is that French for Grand Prix?
Probably not. Can ask Aaron. The very hard, the very hard. It's got to be. All right. So, Steve Williams, you remember the path laid out for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, what did we say it was? You needed
17 to tie.
17 to tie, 18 for the win. Exciting times. All right, Andy, is the clock ready?
Clock is ready.
Here we go. Steve. Who did Johnny Polo originally first manage in the WWF?
Adam Bomb.
At what pay-per-view did Jim Ross make his WWF debut?
WrestleMania 9.
In what city did Harley Race defeat Ric Flair to win the NWA World title in 1983?
Kansas City.
Who did Tito Santana defeat in the finals of the 1989 King of the Ring tournament?
Rick Martel.
Which wrestler helped Harvey Whippleman get hired in the WWF in 1991?
Sid Vicious, Justice, UD.
Under which two names did Sean Waltman compete on Raw before the night he wrestled Razor Ramon?
The Cannonball Kid. Pass.
Who did Hulk Hogan face in his pro wrestling debut?
Hiro Matsuda.
Which three men teamed to defeat Arn Anderson, Bobby Eaton, and Michael Hayes at Halloween Havoc 92?
Dustin Rhodes, Barry Windham, Nikita Koloff.
With whom did Boris Zukov team in the 1987 AWA?
Boris Zukov and pass.
Name three members of Kevin Sullivan's CWF Army of Darkness. There's a bunch.
The Purple, or Mark Lewin. Missing Link. Abdullah the Butcher.
Do you want to take a shot at the other
Sean
Waltman name?
The Sean Waltman name, Sam.
Oh, Sean, Kamikaze Kid, Cannonball Kid.
And
Zukov.
Yep, Zukov's teammate.
Zoldat Ustinov.
All right. Let's see how you did, Jordan.
All right. So let's see. Johnny Polo originally managed Adam Bomb, correct there. The pay-per-view match in which Jim Ross debuted was WrestleMania 9. The city where Harley Race defeated Ric Flair to win the NWA title in 83 was St. Louis. Instead of, I believe you said Kansas City.
Yes.
Tito Santana did defeat Rick Martel in the finals of the 89 King of the Ring. Harvey Whippleman was hired by Sid Justice, Udy, Vicious, Psycho, any type of Sid. You're also naming all kinds of names for Sean Waltman. Kamikaze Kid and Cannonball Kid were the correct ones. Hulk Hogan's pro wrestling debut match was against Brian Blair, kind of an AWA mainstay, I think. There, I don't know if he was even in the AWA, but
Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. So the three men that defeated Arn Anderson, Bobby Eaton, and Michael Hayes at Havoc 92 was Tom Zank, Shane Douglas, and I'm not even
Johnny
sure who
Gunn.
This Johnny Gunn. All right. I just saw Gunn, and I knew it wasn't Billy or Bart.
A lot of guns.
Yeah. Boris Zukov teamed with Soldat Ustinov in AWA 1987. And three members of Kevin Sullivan's CWF Army of Darkness. I'm going to yield this one to Andy to read off some of that stable. Because the link is not working for me.
I have
me.
It here if you need it, Andrew.
Okay,
I do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Justin.
Kevin Sullivan, The Purple Haze, Maha Singh, Billy Graham, Incubus, Karma, Fallen Angel, Buzz Sawyer, Jake Roberts, Reverend Black, The Dream, The Saint, Luna Vachon, and Locke. But I don't believe you got that one.
No, Abdullah was my third, and yeah, he wasn't there.
And that's the one you would have needed to, even that you would have fell one short. So you got 11 points total. That brings our final score. Ryan Everett at 41, Steve Williams at 35, Jason Sherman at 11. And that means Ryan Everett for the third straight episode continues to reign as Body Press Your Luck champion. Ryan, any thoughts?
That was great. You know, with the tear in my I put that cigarette out.
Steve, I feel like this is the third or fourth time Ryan has just edged you out in a PTBN trivia contest.
It has. Yeah. You know, since my last appearance on PTBN, I have won several other trivia competitions, both live and on podcast, and I can't beat Ryan. He's going to be the ghost. He's going to be the Bird to my Magic Johnson if Bird whipped Magic's ass every week.
It's like Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero. You know, eventually you're going to beat him, but we'll see.
He's the Randy Orton to my Christian.
Yep. Jason, you peaked with that joke, and it was downhill since.
Yeah, of course. Obviously.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining. As always, Ryan, we'll be back in February for another installment. We'll try and dig up some more challengers for him. Until then, be sure to listen to everything on all of the feeds that we talked about earlier. Be sure to check out PlayStation.com each and every day. For our three competitors here tonight, for Andy Addison and Jordan Duncan, I'm JT. We are out. Bring it. See if you can be a main eventer and not just a jobber. See you next time on Body Press. Your luck.
Less Soldat Ustinovs, more Boris Zukovs.